Head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
That was a weird game.
Well, it was. And the bottom line was they're a good hockey team. And, hey, you know on a Friday night the first period is always tough on the road team all the time. Now, does it mean I think we're going to score five goals? No. But it's tough, and, you know, that's what happened. And then we got puck luck. And we got some puck luck, and they had some tired legs, you know, road legs. And, you know, obviously we capitalized in that first period. But after that, it was a 3-3 game after that, as we all know.
Well, and, Tom, obviously you want to score five goals in the first period if you can. But you know they're going to come back. What do you do as a coach to try to, you know, keep your team at that same pace?
Well, I mean, you sit there and try to put it this way, guys. You paint the script that you know what's going to happen. I've coached in close to 900 games as an assistant coach and a head coach. And it's a better chance it's going to be 5-2 after two than 7-0.
Right.
And the bottom line was you got to play the right way. You have to have high intensity because there's a lot of character in the locker room, in the visiting locker room. There's a lot of character, and there's a lot of competitors. And we knew exactly what was going to happen in the second. They had that intensity, and we didn't match it. And we were sloppy. We were playing like we were up 5-0, and you can't do that. I mean, you have to play like it's 0-0. You have to play the right way. You got to manage the puck. You got to play fast. You got to defend hard. Everything you're supposed to do, you have to do. And you take your foot off the gas. You let your guard down. That's what happens. And, you know, we all could have scripted that, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
I'm hoping you saw Mike Soucier's goal.
Yeah, it was a big goal.
What a play and what a time.
No, it was huge. Like, I'm telling you, that game, I mean, hey, it had a bad smell to it at that time. They had two goals. They were carrying the play in the second period. We have a five-minute major, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean, guys?
Oh, yeah, they score a goal, and Soucier doesn't do that. It's a whole different hockey
no
game.
No question. It's a totally different world, Biss, and we all know. And, that was just kind of a little sigh of relief, you know, when Sue scored that goal.
Well, and there had tonight, I hadn't seen many blatant turnovers like the two that led to some goals tonight for you. And that can happen when you get up, although it shouldn't. It's a good learning lesson, too, as well.
Well, it's frustrating as a coach because it's the exact same thing you told the guys between periods.
Yeah.
You know what? And they're saying, yeah, right, coach. You know, I got you. I got you, buddy.
Don't worry about
it. I got
it.
You.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You know, I got you. And this is the most frustrating part of coaching, you know, in these kind of games like this, to try to, again, try to keep their intensity high and to try to keep their foot on the gas pedal. And it is. It's frustrating sometimes because we want perfection as a coaching staff. You know, we want perfection. We want to be consistent in our play, and it's not going to happen all the time. I understand that, but you know, you don't want to accept that either.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, fellas.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.